This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The 13 bills that make up the state budget have been filed in the Missouri House, and they don't include Governor Jay Nixon's proposed Medicaid expansion. That part of the governor's budget proposal would have drawn $908 million from the federal government for next year. House Budget Chair Rick Stream of St. Louis County says, as a result, the governor's projected $46 million in savings is also being removed from the budget.
We've spread it out over different areas. I can't make any promises of where it'll eventually end up. There's some money in the preschool program.
Stream says he's sticking with the governor's proposed budget for Missouri's K through 12 schools, while he wants to spend $14 million less on higher education. The House version of next year's budget also makes room for the governor's tax amnesty proposal. Missouri senators have passed legislation replenishing an insolvent fund for injured workers and limiting lawsuits for job-related diseases. The 32-2 vote earlier today sent the measure to the House. The bill would eliminate a $25 million deficit in the second injury fund by temporarily doubling the fee Missouri employers would be charged and by limiting the types of injuries the fund covers. Legislation also clarifies that job-related diseases are covered by the workers' compensation system. Missouri has less than 24 hours to decide whether it wants to join the federal government to set up a health exchange in the state. Governor Jay Nixon told the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services last November that state law prevents him from moving forward without legislative approval, and there doesn't appear to be much traction among state lawmakers. Speaking near Kansas City last week, Nixon said not doing anything with an exchange is a missed opportunity. But he says for now, his primary focus is on pushing for an expansion of Medicaid in the state.
I don't mean to say that the health exchange is not important. I think having that opportunity, especially for small businesses, to purchase competitively priced, tailored insurance on an exchange is a good thing. But in the zone of what we're at right now, getting back Missourians' taxpayer dollars that could have a significant and immediate effect starting January 1 of 2014 on the Medicaid expansion is in a hierarchy of focus for me.
Under the federal health law, states face two major decisions: whether to take part in a Medicaid expansion and whether to set up and be involved in operating a health exchange. HHS says at least 20 states so far have indicated that they'll set up their own exchange or run a partnership one. Lawmakers have considered enacting a photo identification requirement for voting several times in recent years. The Republican-led Missouri House has advanced a new effort to require voters to show a photo ID at polling places. Earlier today, the House approved a constitutional amendment that allows a photo ID requirement. Lawmakers then endorsed legislation to implement it. Both measures now move to the state Senate. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.